What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline, the Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. Sean, my man, how you doing?
I'm good. Who do I got to pay to do a cool bump like Zach Stevens at DNVR?
You know, the beautiful part about it is you. We would love you to do it, and it's entirely free. We don't even pay you.
Can I do it in another? Can I do it in Zach's voice?
You can do it. Yes. Voice? Yeah. Do an original. Angel, let's see if Sean has time after the. Do an original one, and then do a fun one. It'd be a blast.
Do out of the Scottish accent. I do this with Connor McGahey. I tease him because he's more Scottish than me.
Yes.
And I think it's a good thing to be Scottish. And I go to, so if you hear someone shouting in an Avs game, "Hey, Amish, where are you going, Angus?" It's probably me. So I'll do it as Connor McGahey. I'll say,
"Please,
this is Connor McGahey, you're listening to the Brady Hull Show."
I would, and I might actually pay for that one. That one might actually work
out. We'll work on that. What did we call about? What did we start about?
Oh, I would love for you to do that so much. I am a big fan of yours, my friend. Are a lot of people a big fan of yours today after reading your article about the Buffs? I mean, because I thought everything was perfect down there in Boulder, Sean.
Well, perfect is relative, and no, my five CU fans are down to three after today. I actually, the funny thing is, I took more grief, and you'll probably remember the piece when I wrote probably the first signing day. There's so many damn signing days now that Jay Norvell had put together the Mountain West first best class, which statistically he had at the time. And I said, while other coaches were writing mascots and shooting YouTube videos, and everyone knew who I was referring to. I got more guff for backhanding Prime than in December, probably January now, when I think about it, than I did for this today, which was more of an overt front hand. So, I guess if you involve little brother and big brother, people get upset on the Boulder side.
No, no question about it, man. Well, I love it. You fight the good fight because you're telling the stories that we need, but you're going to piss people off. That's just how it goes. And, you know, the spring game, it was – I wasn't there. We saw it, right? We saw it on ESPN. Packed full, beautiful. Everybody's excited, and here we go. Right. This is the best thing ever. A lot of media members, not yourself, but a lot of media members were just like absolutely in love. And this is all great.
I drank the Kool-Aid too.
Well,
go look at it. Yeah, I'm for the Kool-Aid of Peggy kicking the kickoff.
That was pretty cool.
That was my hook. It was pretty cool. And again, I know we're going to get into Prime here. Let me just say this. I agree with two-thirds of what Prime does says. Like, I'm in locks. He is relatively an honest broker. For a coach, he's an extremely honest broker because they're not honest brokers. Very honest, and I appreciate that. And what he said about the spring game, that he wishes it were a proper scrimmage with another team, it's really about the show, stats don't matter, absolutely agree. 100% on board with that. So let's be clear that I'm dogging him in print today and online last night today, but not that's of the other ugly, again, underbelly third of what he does. And in this case of all these kids leaving and what they were told versus what actually happened is part of the 32% I don't agree with.
Yeah, and that's the ugly side of this. And you've kind of certainly opened my eyes because I've it's a story. It's great to have prime time in the state. And I even said this for Rams fans. I was like, this is good for you guys now because if the Buffs become relevant and you can compete with the Buffs, then you might become relevant. So these are all good things. But as I see it every day, there's a different video. There's a different thing he's doing. I think you said something about it. It's like if you're going to run your program like an episode of Hard Knocks, there's going to be a lot of pressure. And that really put it into perspective for me. That's what this feels like, is I'm going to document this thing so that in 30 years we can do a Michael Jordan type documentary. It feels like we're watching that play out right now.
Oh, it's not 30 years.
Sure.
We're taping for Amazon right now. Like, we are all, maybe even this.
Yeah.
We are all just IMDb entries in the Deion Sanders TV show. This thing, it's just a sitcom or a reality series, whatever you want to call it, maybe tragedy if the season goes badly, where we've done the first two seasons, they turned it around, And they've already said the next season is going to be about this whole year in Boulder. What happens when a conservative Southern black man shows up in a white hippie mountain town? I mean, you could sell that to Hollywood, couldn't you?
Oh,
I mean, it
yeah.
would be a show.
No question that's about it.
That's the show. And we're all just part of it. I'm surprised I haven't signed an NDA yet. I've come close. There are things I could tell you off air that I'm sure you've heard from others, but we're getting awfully close to that territory, and that's fine. This is what – we'll go back to the overarching point. This is what the Buffs signed up for. They were dead in the water. They were bottom five. People say they were the worst Power Five program. They were the worst. But they're getting – they were
sure.
trying really hard to
yeah.
get there. And when you do that, this was a – you know – I can't use the language for FCC purposes, but a very famous Buffs alum said it was a expletive it higher because, and that summed it up very neatly in an NC-17 sort of way, because you had nothing to lose but more games. But when you do that, you are selling over your academics, you're selling over your transfers, you're selling over your soul for this quick fix. So to your point of what I wrote this morning, you better fix it. And you better fix it fast. And I think most people think he will, and most people think it will be fast and gone either way. So, you know, enjoy it while it's here.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Sean, this is the thing about sports in general, but especially college sports, especially college football. You know, we look at the transfer portal and we just see kids coming and going left and right. It's a highway out there. You don't think of some of the inner workings of just how those conversations go. And you outlined some of those in this article available at the Denver Post about, you know, what these kids were. We heard Primetime say, hey, go ahead and get in that portal. You know, you wonder if that's just a part of the saying and all that stuff. But then when you read your story and you hear these quotes from these kids and the parents, it's like, yeah, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's the part that is uncomfortable, and it is ugly, where, yeah, then someone walked into a room, a position coach in this case, and says, yeah, you probably need to go. Yeah, and here's the thing, because I was looking this up again this morning in preparation for the Brady Holmes show on you know, to make sure I had my – it's going to get so annoying. I won't even do it in that accent.
But please.
No, I was looking this up. Now, the Pac-12 and all the Power 5 schools had to guarantee scholarships for 4 years in 2015. Now, Rick George was quoted at the time, and he had just started, I think, then around about that time, as saying, we will look at that situationally, but as a conference, we're told to try to honor this stuff. Well, I don't think they have to. Like, CSU and UNC can't and don't, just to be clear. Those are all one-year renewables. Those that running off or that I'll decide to renew you or not, that's always been there. But let me give this context. As they're like, wild, you know, Keeler's another Buff hits piece. Keeler's pro-Rav. Keeler's anti-Buff. No, I'm not. I'm pro-White Sox, and they're killing me. But that's a whole other topic. You can go to my Twitter and see me start railing about the White Sox and Rockies. That's the real me. I have no dog in this fight. But for those saying that this isn't a story today, first of all, it is. 17 guys leave in a 48-hour period, it is. When 31 guys leave in a... April 15th, 15th to 30th was the portal, so we're at 10 days, 9 days. 31 guys leave in 9 days. That's a story, and here's why, because everyone says this is the U.S., you know, they're just taking USC and what Lincoln Riley did. Yes, they are, but here's what fascinated me, and I didn't get into this in the piece, and darn it for space limitations. You know how, okay, so 31 guys have gone in 9 days. From January 1st to May 1st of last year, when Lincoln Riley's really sinking his teeth in there, you know, Matt, how many dudes left USC?
No.
It's a number between 1 and 50, so throw one out there. Guess how many dudes left.
There's 31 in 9 days here. Let's go with 22.
10.
Wow.
Now, right. So that's why it's a story, A. B,
yes.
They'd say, yeah, well, SC was SC. They got talent. Well, they were 4-8. They had talent, but it was Clay Helton, and, you know, yeah, it's apt, and yeah, they needed to change. 10, 31 in 9 days. Yeah, it is different. So, yeah, this is how the sausage gets made. It gets made everywhere. It's getting made in Fort Collins. It's getting made in Greeley. This isn't unusual. The volume is what's unusual. And yet not for Prime. He did this at Jackson State, too, and just said, this is what I do. This is my formula. Are you with me or not with me? And Rick George and Phil DeStefano and CU went – they pulled their rosary beads and they prayed to whomever and said, "We're with you." They swallowed everything away.
We will sell our soul to Deion Sanders.
It was like diving. It was like, you know, baptism, diving into something, jumping off of the end of whatever that scene is in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes.
They held hands.
Yes.
They got to the gorge and they went, "We're going over. We're going to land or we're not. We'll see how this goes."
That's 100% right. No, that's a perfect picture there of what's going on with this team. And again, I like that you said it too, because I feel the same way. This is all fun. This is all good. We're in. It's exciting. But it's worth noting that, yeah, there's going to be some funky stuff going on. And if it doesn't pay out, it's going to look even uglier. This kind of stuff you're writing about is going to look really ugly.
Right, right. And that, if you want to get to a thesis of the piece, it just your headline, and I was tempted to make this headline, you just better win, Deion. Just win.
100%.
And you can do what you want. Do what you want. And that, isn't that the universal thing anywhere? Of course, we're giving Sean Payton the benefit of the doubt that. But if you want to shut the media out for 6 weeks and do what you want to do in private, hey, babe, you win, you get to call the shots. If you don't, you're going to be the offensive coordinator of the New York Jets. That's how this goes.
Well, okay, two things on that. Hasn't he changed? I mean, I've been doing this show for a long time, and I've been through, as you've been through, CSU, UNC, CU, you name it, coach after coach after coach after coach as far as football goes. And you always say, you know, you don't put too much expectations on him in that first year, second year. Okay, well, that's completely out the door with what we're seeing with primetime. I don't think a lot of fans are going to be very forgiving if they just win four games next year.
And with that September, that's conceivable. Again, you've probably been over that. Look at the schedule.
Yeah.
You open TCU. And frankly, you know, you all should know not to take offense to it. But if you're a Buffs fan, you look at the schedule and go, well, I think we'll beat CSU at home. And then you kind of go, I mean, you want to beat Nebraska. And the rest of that, you kind of, because then the next first two league games are Oregon and SC.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just kind of shrug and go, 1-4,
yeah.
2-3. That might be, you know, that might be good. So I kind of joke that it's going to be the most covered 4-6 win team in college football.
Oh, no question.
And I think, and you're going to have to back to the point about the transfers. You've got 100% new wide receiver room starting late in July. 100% brand new, all new guys. Except for Travis Hunter. You ran them all out. They're done. Okay, how's that going to work? I've had former Buffs say, like, I've never seen that. They were like, dude, you're going to have 38% roster turnover and you're going to Fort Worth against the defending national runners-up with that much? I said, yeah. He's like, I don't know. I guess we'll find out right away how good a system he runs and how good a coach he is, because they're going right into the fire. I do think it's fair that your dreams – will be realized, if they're to be realized, by year two, if that's fair, when everyone gets a year to figure this out. But this is, yeah, it's just a show now, and we'll just kind of see where the winds come.
Yeah, and it's so complicated, too. It's very complex, because there's that part of me, it's like, if Sanders wasn't like this, if he wasn't this popular and doing all the videos and doing all this stuff and making waves, then you probably wouldn't get the names that you're getting. You're not going to get, like, these kids know who you are. But then at the other side of me, it's like, okay, maybe it's a little much. We got Lil Wayne showing up. We got, you know, all these.
It's a TV show.
Oh,
just
yeah.
No, down here, it's a TV show. And we're all just passengers. We're supporting actors. We're scenery. We come, we go. If something happens, maybe we become part of the plot. I don't know.
Maybe we could be in it.
But you're absolutely
yeah.
right. Yeah, the flip side is you get a Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter wouldn't know Boulder on a map before Prime gets here. And he's a good kid. He's a talented kid if he stays healthy. Everyone who gave me a scouting report from Jackson, Mississippi on Prime has been right on the money. They like Shador. They don't love him. They love Travis Hunter as a player if he's healthy. So just know that that's there and that's legit. And you're also not getting those guys. And you're going to get a bunch of Bama transfers looking here, and a lot of them may be coming here. You're going to get a lot of SEC guys looking here, and a lot of them coming here that would never have considered it. Now, that also has a flip side, because Boulder is a different place, and we're going to see how that lands. Again, you know what? This makes, regardless of what happens, this makes for great TV, doesn't it?
No question.
Even if it crashes and burns, which I don't think it will. We've already seen crash. We've seen unwatchable football here. We know what crash and burn looks like. This is going to be, if it crashes, the kind of crash that everybody is looking to see in kind of a fun, like a cartoon pileup, not a deadly serious, terrible pileup. This will look like a Tom and Jerry cartoon where you're like, wow, I did not think I would see that. Or Who Framed Roger Rabbit, one of those kind of crashes at the end. And where we are in 36 months, and I hope you and I are certainly hope I'm around to talk about it here. You know, in the newspaper industry, you don't make promises you can't keep. Mm. It will be a fascinating 36 months, I promise you that. And we're only, 6 months in. So we got 30 to go.
I don't even, like, spring ball and stuff, I get it's important to the teams. I don't get that excited about it. But, yeah, this has got us talking at a level we've never talked about. And again, last point. And I've said this, and some people get it, and some people laugh at me like I'm crazy, but this is the UNC Ed McCaffrey move on mega super duper steroids. I mean, that was what UNC wanted to kind of somewhat achieve at like 0.5%. But this is what it is here. And Deion, of course, has the popularity well outside of McCaffrey, but there are some comparisons. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I've avoided that specific because that went through my mind too, because we just saw stunt casting is the Hollywood term for it, where it's like, yeah, we'll have, you know, pick your celebrity. You know, John McCain shows up on Parks and Rec. I just pulled it arbitrarily. You're like, you didn't have to have that, but, you know, somebody watches it because they go, oh, that's cool. Or, you know, Brad Pitt shows up in Deadpool 2, to be a more modern example, in a movie I actually like. So, yeah, putting my cards on the table there in a lot of ways in one statement. So there's a little stunt casting with it, but I think, again, the people who know, who covered him in Jackson, John Lewis hire was smart, and several people have said Shedeur Sanders is a much better player than Dylan McCaffrey. Now, that said, I'm curious, and my overarching thing with Shedeur, I know you got to run, is I want, and what you don't see from a spring game, I want to see what happens when the pocket breaks down and he's running for his life, because he's going to be doing a lot of that, and that's where I will judge Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback, because I don't yet believe in that O-line, and we'll see.
Yeah, well, and that's a good note, too, on the McCaffrey standard. McCaffrey had the 2 years of high school experience, so again, different, but as far as the name and all that, interesting. Sean, great work by you. I love your stuff. Even when I disagree with you, I still love your stuff, and I think that's probably a lot of readers. They're like, sometimes I love Sean. Sometimes he makes me really mad, but I love reading it.
Buffs fans, not so much. I just went down to 2 during the course of this conversation.
Yes,
I was 3-2.
No question about it, man. Well, you keep up the good work. You keep fighting the good fight, and I'll look forward to seeing you very soon. I don't know if you can stay on the line or not, but we'd like to get that rejoin.
I'll stay on the line.
Okay, let's make that happen. Sean Keeler, everybody of the Denver Post, great job from you, as always. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, buddy, see ya.
38 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.